The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
We're heading back up to New Hampshire now. We have a very, very special guest joining us. We are excited to have Otmar Issing. He's president of the Centre for Financial Studies currently, former member of the Executive Board of the European Central Bank, however, the ECB. And of course, we heard from the current ECB president, Mario Draghi, earlier. He's also a former member of the board of the Deutsche Bundesbank. And I should mention that he was chief economist at the ECB at one point. Mr. Issing, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning.
First of all, can I get your broad reaction to this morning's ECB decision? We heard it described by at least one market commentator as an alternative surprise tactic, slicing 10 basis points off all of the lending rates.
I've sworn to myself, leaving the institution, that I would never comment on monetary policy of the ECB. So, and I have no additional information, so I just leave it to your comment.
All right, we may try and sneak some, at least opinion out of you during the interview, however. So, with, let's say, a main refinancing rate in Europe of just 5 basis points, a deposit rate of minus 20 basis points, and a marginal lending rate of 30 basis points, do you anticipate the European economy will improve?
Certainly not because of this minor reduction in interest rates. Interest rates are already very low. I think the interest rate tool is exhausted now.
So what do you see in terms of growth for Europe in the next, say, year to 2 years?
This is even more difficult to predict than usually because the geopolitical uncertainties are really a real risk for the euro area economy and also for other places in the world. And the outcome or solution of this crisis, I think, will play a major part for the time being. Investors live under extreme uncertainty, and in those times, investment is hardly to pick up substantially.
Are you looking for a recession in Europe should these geopolitical risks cause things like sanctions and so forth to get more intense?
I wouldn't expect a recession, but in such a situation of the world, almost nothing can be excluded. But the more these tensions will abide, the more the economy will pick up again and confidence will spread, and then we could see, should see, a continuation of the recovery which was underway.
It was underway and it seems to have stalled, growth and inflation now becoming a problem. Do you see disinflation continuing? Do you see deflation entering more countries in the euro area?
I think the danger of deflation is exaggerated. Deflation is creating a real problem as soon as there is an acceleration of deflationary expectations, creating a kind of downward spiral in prices. But I don't see this to happen anywhere in the world. It has not even happened in Japan in the past. So the decline in the inflation rate in the euro area over the last year is mainly due to decline in energy prices, food prices, and this is something which should not be we should not complain about. If oil is cheaper, I think this is a positive element for any country which is importing energy.
So no deflation in the euro area.
No deflation in the euro area.
Okay.
If by deflation you mean really a process of a downward spiral, if in one or the other month we see a negative price increase of the harmonized index of consumer prices, I think this is nothing to be concerned about.
All right, so pretty much similar views almost to the Federal Reserve's view that any disinflation that we see will be transient.
Yeah, but I don't see this, what you call disinflation, will continue because there are base effects now phasing in over time. So I would expect that the headline inflation rate will smoothly go up again.
At one point, you thought the euro area wouldn't last. It wouldn't last in its current form. Do you still think that?
What should I have said?
That the euro area as a currency group of countries wouldn't stay the same. Are you predicting that
I
still?
I have to clarify. My position was always the euro will stay with us for long. This is out of the question. If it's about the composition of the euro area, I said I'm not sure if in the future all present members will remain members of the euro area, but new members will arrive. As soon as the crisis is over, I think most of the European Union countries which are not yet members will finally join the euro area.
And will we see any exit by any country?
One cannot exclude that, but it's unlikely for the time being.
Otmar, thanks for joining us again. Wanted to ask you about the risks of exiting from zero interest rates. What do you see them to be? Where do you see yields going?
Extended periods of very low, let's say, zero interest rates will encourage investors to take higher risks. It's in risk of creating a new bubble. And we have seen that in the past. The spreads are already not anymore indicating differentials in risks. So this is a situation which could develop into another very dangerous situation.
Where do you see yields?
Pardon?
Where do you see yields?
See?
Yields, bond yields in Europe and the United States?
I have no special meaning on that.
Okay. Future prospects for world foreign exchange, does it change dramatically in, say, the next decade?
Who can predict anything in the present circumstances? The conference here in Bretton Woods is about the future.
Otmar Issing, thank you so much.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.